This is KVNF News. I'm Patricia Naft. It's Thursday, January 30th. A bipartisan state House committee has moved forward a bill to make it easier to remove people's mugshots from commercial websites if they were never convicted of a crime for which they were arrested. Montrose Village Town Councilor Richard Cherry is stepping down from his seat. The Watch newspaper is reporting that he's leaving because of his work schedule and the extensive amount of travel the position requires. The town is taking applications to fill Cherry's seat until February 13th at noon, and the council is expected to fill the seat at its meeting on February 20th. Candidates for the position have to be registered to vote in Mountain Village and must have been residents of the town for at least 120 days. The Watch also reporting that the Telluride-based environmental group Eco Action Partners has hired a new executive director. Heather Knox Rommel, the former director of the Palm Theater, will be taking the helm. The board of Eco Action has reportedly been trying to narrow the scope of its sustainability projects and works towards measurable results. Board member Todd Brown told The Watch the group has narrowed its focus down from regional sustainability and economic development projects to food, energy, and waste issues. As the group's new director, Rommel will be focusing her effort on developing local and regional food projects. Exiting director Chris Holmstrom is expected to stay on the group's staff roster, but is not yet clear in what capacity. An investigation into the recent helicopter crash near Silt that killed three people is expected to take months. Meanwhile, an attorney who regularly deals with helicopter crash litigation told the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel such accidents take place too often and can be avoided. The three who died in the crash have been identified as Doug Schaefer, Chris Gaskill, and Larry Schaefer. Schaefer had worked for Holy Cross Energy for over 28 years, while Schaefer was a well-respected pilot based in Rifle and owner of DBS Helicopters. Gaskill worked for Hotshot Infrared Inspections and had served in the Navy until he was injured. The three were inspecting power lines as part of a program for Holy Cross when their helicopter clipped one of the lines and crashed. According to the Daily Sentinel, Holy Cross has been performing aerial inspections for decades without many problems. A company spokesperson described the job as routine. National Transportation Safety Board investigators have been on the scene, and a preliminary report is expected to be out next week. As the Affordable Care Act takes effect this year, Delta County Memorial Hospital Administrator Jason Kleckler is navigating uncertain terrain. Already about half of the hospital's patients are insured through Medicare, and the first wave of baby boomers is just becoming eligible, and new guidelines for Medicaid will likely increase that percentage from 10 to 20%. That means about 70% of the hospital's clientele will be covered by government insurance plans. What's more, over a third of Delta County's physicians have left in the past 2 years, and that's setting off alarms for local healthcare professionals. KVNF's Marty Derlin has more.
Jason Kleckler began his medical career as a psychiatric nurse. He progressed to teaching at the University of Colorado. He coordinated a trauma center and only recently became Delta County Memorial's CEO. As someone who knows both the clinical and the business side of healthcare, he says the Affordable Care Act is presenting a big challenge.
The concern from a rural healthcare standpoint is the reimbursement for Medicare and Medicaid is low, and now Congress is looking at the serious potential of cutting reimbursement again for Medicare and Medicaid. So you have more people on both insurances, yet many private practices have had to close their doors to Medicare or Medicaid because of the really low reimbursement. So it really puts up a barrier to one of the big pieces within healthcare reform, which was, you know, the two key pieces are affordability and access. So now they have insurance, but they don't have the access because they don't they can't get into an office, because when a physician gets paid 20 cents on the dollar, it's really difficult to keep a practice open.
Kleckler says there were good reasons to reform health care.
The basic premise is a good one. We had a rapidly growing population of uninsured in this country. We had healthcare costs skyrocketing, and it was quickly becoming evident that there was not any more money to take care of these people, and a large majority of people did not have access to healthcare.
The concerns of rural nonprofit hospitals were not considered in the reform legislation, says Kleckler, while insurance companies and pharmaceuticals lobbied heavily for their interests.
I have concerns that in the next couple of years, they say that insurance companies will quadruple their profits due to healthcare reform. I have concerns that pharmaceuticals are posting record profits, and hospitals are having their reimbursement cut.
Compounding the problems, the Affordable Care Act mandates costly procedures, among them implementation of electronic records management.
The idea being that that electronic medical record will improve care and improve efficiencies and improve access to data for patients. Some of that has happened. Some of it we've not seen yet, like the efficiency side. That is a significant cost to a small rural hospital. Probably well over $3 million has been spent on a computer system. And now we have to continually purchase interfaces that help them connect with the different software programs. We have maintenance fees on those computer programs.
But Kleckler is encouraged that a consortium of local medical professionals, facilities, and services have recently come together to create a plan for a rural health network that would allow for shared costs and cooperative arrangements. Against the odds, he's optimistic about the future of health care in Delta County.
There's more challenges coming, and certainly there'll be some positive things as well, but it makes it a whole lot easier when you have people from different groups coming together for the common good of improving health care and access to health care.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
What's more, over a third of Delta County's physicians have left in the past 2 years, and that's setting off alarms for local health care professionals. The Bureau of Land Management is temporarily closing some public lands in Mesa County, managed by the agency's field office in Grand Junction. The nearly 14,000 acres that were burned in the Pine Ridge fire from 2012 will be closed through January 29th of next year. The BLM originally closed the area right after the fire and kept it closed through July of last year. The agency says this second closure is needed to help plants come back to the region and stabilize the soil. According to BLM, any travel on the burned lands could lead to erosion and soil buildups in the Colorado River. Those lands were reseeded after the fire, but they didn't take the first try. The BLM then conducted a second seeding with much more success. The agency says those plants still need more time to get established. Stay tuned for the Thursday morning music mix with Ryan. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.